Thanks, Cloud and customer support. This is Brandy speaking. May I help you?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Brandy speaking. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Dorothy Deer, and I had received an order. I ordered something from your company.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order it. It was an offer given to me for, and it was some earphone things, and it was for $5.95. Now you're charging me $59.95, and I don't understand what it's for.
Okay, and what's that zip code?
I beg your pardon?
Your zip code?
60411.
And that first and last name?
Dorothy Deer.
And could you verify the address for me?
1955 Division Street, Chicago Heights, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. So, yes, ma'am, I do see where you have the ear pods, the Pure Mini pods. And how's that product working for you? Have you used them?
No, I haven't used them.
Well, they are really great products. They're Bluetooth to Android.
I don't care about the product. I want to know why this was supposed to be for $5.95, and you're now charging me $59.95, which you would not.
That was a 14-day trial you entered on May the 6th. And you had 14 days to cancel the trial, whereas you're just
That was never listed. It said that I had received this free gift. Now I can return them to you, but I'm not. I have called my credit card department, and stopped the payment on it because that was never a part of the deal. Now, if you want them back, I can return them to you. I'm not paying $59.95. But something I haven't even gotten around to using.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer an extension for you to at least try the product before you get charged.
No, I will return you the product. I don't mind paying the money for the product, but when you do something like this, and my credit card department was kind enough to let me know that I was charged something for fraud. It was never listed that it was on a trial basis.
Terms and conditions. When the terms and conditions are agreed to, it's saying that you're agreeing to everything written in the terms and conditions.
I didn't agree to anything. I didn't agree to anything but to have them and to pay the shipping. That's all.
Okay.
And I paid the shipping. That's the only thing I had to pay.
Well, we haven't charged you, so I can go and just cancel the account. But we haven't charged anything.
It showed up on my credit card, and my credit card alerted me that I had a possible fraud payment charge on my card, which was $59.95. Now, you can have your things back.
No, ma'am, you don't have to send the things back. We haven't charged you. You have already kept it. It's fine. There's nothing else for me to do but to cancel the account. That's it.
Oh, okay. Because I told them, please do not pay that $59.95 because that was not. I never signed anything for that. I just paid the shipping that you asked for.
Yes, ma'am. And by the account not being canceled, instead of you just paying for shipping, you then paid for the product itself, which was. Like the product wasn't $5.95. That was just for the USPS or whoever brought that product to you. But by the account not being canceled, you know, saying that you didn't like the product to cancel the account in those 14 days. On the 15th day is when we billed you for the product price. But
ma'am, nothing on there for no 14 trial. You said I had a free gift. This is a free thing. But the only thing I had to do was pay the $5.95. That is what was on there. You know that.
Ma'am, It was free for those 14 days. You did not pay for the product. You paid for the shipping and handling prices. If this account was canceled within those 14 days, you wouldn't even be billed the product price. It would have been a free product.
You didn't have on that to return the product in 15 days.
No, you wouldn't have, ma'am. You wouldn't have to return the product. Just cancel the trial. Like, just as you call me now, you would just have to call in to cancel, not send back any product. That's what I'm saying. That product still would have been free if you would have called in, because we wasn't going to tell you to return the product. You're just telling us not to bill you for the product because you didn't like it. So why would you be billed for something you didn't like? But it was you never called in to cancel. But like you said, the bank has declined that charge. So that all I'm doing now is just canceling an account, and I do have a cancellation code for you. Are you ready?
One sec. Okay.
It's gonna be C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
The number
9. Uh-huh.
A as in apple. 50.
50. Hold on one second. I'm getting some kind of static. Hold on one second. Okay. C9A50. Go ahead.
F as in Frank. 5706. And D as in dog.
Okay, C9A50F5706D.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Okay, and thank you very much for this, because I really got a lesson from this. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.